Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, November 6, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepare these messages from our home. It's a beautiful, beautiful fall morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we live. Today's message is titled, Old Fashioned. The scripture text is from the little book of Jude. It's only got one chapter, so it's just verse 3.
Beloved, while I was making every effort to write you about our common salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all handed down to the saints.
This weekend we took our Amish neighbors to a mission service sponsored by Christian Aid Ministries at a large warehouse near Effrington, Pennsylvania. It's a distribution center for food and clothing donated to mission causes around the world. They cleared out the warehouse and set up folding chairs to seat 3,500 people. And still, there were people who could not get a seat.
Those attending the event were plain, a term denoting their lifestyle and attire. The women all wore cape dresses and head coverings, the exception being Esther and me, unless they were small or young girls who had long braids. We'd never been in a gathering where there was such a variety of Mennonite and Amish orders. This is apparent by the variety of styles and colors of the women's veilings, also known as head coverings. It was a very interesting evening. Many would view these folks as old-fashioned. But what an earnest faith they have, and the extent of the mission work in the organization is outstanding.
To many, old-fashioned is a dreaded term. They want to be contemporary, trendy, and cool. To be described as old-fashioned would be the ultimate put-down to many in our culture today.
But I believe there are many ways in which being old-fashioned is very desirable. I am unapologetically old-fashioned when it comes to a commitment to holding firmly to the doctrinal teachings of the Bible. Many now mock the teachings of the Bible that have been held very dear by earnest believers for nearly 2,000 years. The Genesis creation account, the virgin birth, the atoning death and bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ are scorned by modernists as being hopelessly old-fashioned in our enlightened age. In my own lifetime, we have seen very well a time when those of us who hold to the biblical teaching concerning marriage may be viewed by dominant culture as old-fashioned and unenlightened.
Well, call me old-fashioned if you will. That's okay with me. I take seriously the call of Jude in the daily text to, quote, contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all handed down to the saints. The word translated contend means to struggle for. Thank God for ministers and lay people alike who are struggling to uphold these truths.
Once for all. This phrase is also very significant. The Theological Dictionary of the New Testament, Kittel, states that this, quote, refers to the definitive nature of Christian teaching, the faith, by which we know all that is needed for salvation and which we are thus to hold fast, end quote. This has been handed down or entrusted to us.
By God's grace, will you join Brooksine and me today as we hold fast to the truths of the Bible, even if we are called old-fashioned?
Let's pray together. Lord, as I consider the long-range history of humankind since the beginning of creation, one recurring theme is evident throughout the generations. Change is inevitable, and generally an indicator of discovery and development resulting from people's intellect, giftings, skills, and your blessings. Other changes evidenced over the centuries are changes in fashions, attitudes, convictions, governments, and there are a host of other variables. In a world of uncertainty and change, I am so thankful that I can be certain of your word and its relevance in my life. It does not change based upon the climate of our society or require reinterpretation or revising. Though our days on earth are like grass, we bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we had never been here. In a changing world, you are my unchanging God, and your love endures forever. You are indeed the same today, yesterday, and forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. And we delight in sharing these messages with you today, this message, and it is our intent. We will continue this ministry as long as the Lord gives us strength, and we will prepare another message for tomorrow. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have a photo on the site today that Brooksine took last week. We so enjoy sharing our photography over the internet. Photo does not necessarily have anything to do with today's message, but it's a pretty photo we placed at the top. Also, as we prepared the message, a song came to mind. Not surprisingly, if you listen carefully to the message, the old spiritual, Give Me That Old Time Religion. And we found a neat version. It appears to be on an Italian website. And it has an interesting feature. For some reason, there's about 30 or 45 seconds in the beginning with some type of, at least to me, rather unusual introduction before the piano comes on. And they sing the song in English. And I think it'll make you smile as it did us. Perhaps it'll make you clap your hands or tap your toes as well. But God help us to be old-fashioned when it comes to maintaining the timeless truths of God's Word. Have a blessed day today.